UCFM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Claire, and this has been my show, Final Girl. It's been season 5, and next semester we return with season 6. Good night! Yay.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
What is up, WMUC FM call... Hello? What is up, WMC FM College Park, FM 90.5. This is your I'm your host for today, and this is Foreign Invasion, where we talk about different music scenes from around the world. But today we won't be, because I am swamped with finals. I got 2 finals this week, even though it's not finals week. I got 5 projects, actually, now I'm thinking about it. I got 5 projects due this week. 2 tomorrow. Yeah, we're cooked. Anyway, so this is just like a random hodgepodge of music that I like. A lot of which is not foreign, a lot of which is American, but, you know, who cares? So for the first set, I think I'm going to play 2 songs for this first block. I guess they're kind of pop rock indie. First song I'll be playing is Ruru Chan's Suicide Live Stream by Shinsei Kamada-chan. They are a band, they're like a noise rock band from Japan. Very, very good. This song in particular is about a real life case of this girl named Ruru Chan. She was a streamer, she would stream her stuff, and one day she dealt with like depression and stuff like that, and one day on a live stream, she jumped off a building, tragically, and the song is about that incident. Next, I'm going to be playing Pharmacist by Always. I mean, it's off their album Blue Rev. It's my favorite album from theirs. I love Always. They're, like, a really big inspiration for me as a musician. They do some really cool stuff with shoegaze, indie rock, and electronic, like, sounds. Like, I love Always. So, yeah. So this is Ruru Chan's Suicide Live Stream and Pharmacist.
Oh,
That was Ruru Chan's Suicide Show on a live stream and Pharmacy. Alright, for the next set of three songs, they're going to be more on the kind of... I don't want to say shoegazy, because only one of these is really shoegaze, but like, kind of shoegazy, like alt-rocky kind of stuff. The song I'll be playing is In Between by Tidal Fight. It's off of Floor of Green. Shed's honestly my favorite of their albums, but Floor Green is also just as good, honestly. I used to be a massive Tidal Fight hater, actually. I tried to get into them back in high school, really didn't get them. And my friend Mason, he was like, bro, you gotta keep listening to, you gotta listen to Tidal Fight. And I'm like, nah, like, I didn't really mess with them. And he's like, nah, you gotta keep listening. And then, you know, I listened to Shed over and over, I listened to Floor Green a few times, and I was like, dang, you right, this is actually really good. And now I'm a big Tidal Fight fan. I love In Between. It's probably my favorite song from them. Next, I'm gonna be playing Ease by Were. I'm not the hugest Were fan. I think some of the bands that got inspired by them are a little bit better. Julie, especially. But I think this song by Were is, I think, easily like one of their few masterpieces. I think I think their older stuff's a little bit better, but I think this song is really good. And then last but not least, playing Roseblood by Mazzy Star. This is definitely one of their more like heavy songs, but it's really good. I performed a song once. It was a lot of fun. But yeah, Roseblood's a really great song. Yeah, so this is In Between, Ease, and Roseblood.
We'll be right back.
Alright, that was In Between Ease and Roseblood. Alright, for the next set of four songs, they're going to be... These are going to be acoustic music. The first song is going to be off of Have a Nice Slice, very famous album, Death Consciousness. I'm going to be playing Holy Effing S, 4000. Can't say the name of the title, for obvious reasons. But yeah, I think this song is really good. This is my favorite song off the album, personally. I don't know why, I just love acoustic songs off of primarily, like, electric guitar songs. There's actually three of the songs off of this block are going to be of the same sort. Next is going to be actually the one song that isn't of that sort. King of the Carrot Flowers, Part 1 by Neutral Milk Hotel. It's off the album In the Airplane Over the Sea. I think this album has some really interesting lyricism. Some of it is really, like, deep and, like, sad and, like, about, like, it's about growing up and, like, love. But then half the album is also about Anne Frank, and the weird dream that the singer had about saving her. This is one of the album's songs I think is not about Anne Frank. This song doesn't really reference that. It's mostly about kind of parental abuse and like growing up under that. Next, I'll be playing Heartbeats by Weather Day. This is one of those surprise songs off of the new album, Horn Disaster, that I really, really love. There's something about that, like, pulsing. There's, like, in the guitar, it goes, like, bueno, bueno. Well, there's, like, this pulse of it. Just, like, there's, like, a pulse of the heartbeat. Especially because the whole album, like, Hornet Disaster, it's, like, a reference to, like, it's, like, about interconnectedness of, like, you know, people's relationships with each other. Like, everyone, like... the relationships that we make with people, like, regardless of what kind of relationships they are, in a sense, a hornet disaster kind of waiting to happen, in a way. When you start to care for someone, when you start to love someone, like, in any sort of way, you're basically saying to them that you're... willing to let them hurt you in a way, right? Like, to love someone, to care for someone means that they can hurt you if they somehow betray that love, right? And this is kind of what this album's about. It's about a real relationship that they hurt each other throughout it, and it's a hornet disaster, like, literally is about, like, imagine like a beehive, like, and it just a disaster waiting to happen like that. It's a really great album. I would recommend it personally. And lastly, I'm gonna be playing Jane Doe off the album Wake by Hail the Sun. This is one of my favorite post-hardcore albums. There's some really great songwriting in this. I think this song is really underrated. This song isn't really talked about in the same way that, like, obviously, like, Rolling Out the Red Carpet is, in the same way that Human Target Practice is talked about, in the same way that Relax Divide, Black Serotonin, like, those kind of songs are some of the heavier stuff on the album. But this has one of the most beautiful acoustic guitar, like, arpeggios of any song I can think of, personally. So yeah, so this is Holy Effing S, 40,000, King of Carrot Flower Part 1, Heartbeats, and Jane Doe.
things are seen. The walls receive a perfect coat of white to cover up the homicide. The family grieves, the memories remain, the years washing away. We question the outcome, the fairness. We wonder what will happen to us. We struggle to let go. In anger, we ask aloud, why are you woven on the coattails of a ghost? Woven on the coattails of a ghost. Woven on the coattails of a ghost. Woven on the coattails of a ghost.
All right, that was Holy F Shit, Holy FS 4000, King of Care Flowers Part 1, and Heartbeats and Jane Doe. So for next set of songs is going to be more metal based. First I'm going to be playing Scream by Loathe. This album is really great. I'm really excited for the new Loathe. Well, I suppose it. I'm hoping there's going to be a new album. They do. Oh, there is. Never mind. I didn't even realize they announced it. I didn't know that. When is it coming out? July 17th. I'm really excited for that then. The new single was really great. Next, after that, I'm going to be playing Kiss the Ladder by Fleshwater. Their first debut, it was really great. Their second album was the one I released, like, I don't know if it was earlier this year or early last year. It was early last year. It was solid, but I think the first album was, it's not as catchy as the first album. And the last song we're playing is Be Quiet, and Drive Far Away by Deftones off of Around the Fur. This is my favorite personal album from them. I know, like, White Horse is usually considered the best one, or, like, the Japanese one. But I really like Around the Fur. I think Around the Fur is honestly their best, and I think it's also one of the greatest album covers of all time. So this is Screaming, Kiss the Ladder, and Be Quiet and Drive Far Away. All right, that was Screaming, Kiss the Ladder, and Be Quiet and Drive Away. Be Quiet and Drive Far Away. All right, and thank you all for listening. For the last song we'll be playing, I'm going to be playing FCP Remix by The Fall of Troy. This song is one of the most fun songs to play on guitar. Like, this song is so fun. I love the song. So yeah, but thank you all for listening. I might play. Nah, let's play. All right, thank you all for listening.
What if I told you HPV?
ride my bike with no handlebars. No handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. #StayActiveTurf.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words today.